We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Her EP is out today. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Lay. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How you feeling?
I feel good. How you guys
EP
feeling?
EP is out.
Yeah. Don't give us the generic answer. How you feel? What's your energy
good.
Like?
No, my energy is good.
Good. I'm glad to
you
hear
know,
that.
I was like, am I going to be nervous? But I feel like last time, the very first time, like Breakfast Club, I was so nervous. But I feel better now.
I think that's natural. I think anytime you have like, there's good anxiety and bad anxiety, right? So the good anxiety is just when something means something to you, you're going to feel something.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And it's a big day for you.
It is.
I saw in one of your vlogs, you were going to audition some backup dancers in Miami. And you were nervous for that. And you weren't even the one auditioning.
I know. I don't know. I feel like I've been getting more nervous lately. Like, I feel like back in the day when I was younger, like shows, I would just be like, it's late. Like, I would just be excited, and now I just feel like I just be getting nervous.
Because you're older, you got more responsibilities now.
Like more pressure,
yeah,
I think the pandemic too, and then it was like you took 2 years off from performing in front of people, so it's kind of like, all right, we back again.
Yeah, exactly. So taking 2 years off is such a long time.
And how's the baby? How's the baby doing?
She's good.
How old is she now?
She's about to be one in August.
So how was leaving her home?
Oh, it's hard. Ooh. I like cried on the plane. Like, I'd just be so like, it's a lot to get away from her to me, because it's just like, I work a lot. It's been really busy for me right now too. So yeah, it's a lot.
You got a good support system?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
So how do you center yourself when you're nervous? Like when you're dealing with the anxiety, what do you do to center yourself?
Pray.
Okay.
That's probably my biggest, is just pray. Before I step on to whatever I'm doing, I'm just like, okay, God be with me.
All
right. Yeah. I also saw you post, what's the most toxic, or what sign is the worst to date?
Right.
Let's talk about that. So you believe in
signs?
Yeah, astrology a little bit.
You know, I just feel like they're so accurate.
What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Our sign is very like, we're chill. We're very like down to do like whatever, very free spirited. I feel like that's how I am. I'm like always down to just do whatever everybody wants to do. We're very honest. Mm-hmm. Like, we're very honest. We're sometimes too honest, where it's like, you didn't even need to tell me all that. what else? a Sagittarius.
What would you say you're compatible? What signs do you like?
I'm compatible with Aries. Fire signs. I'm a fire sign. So Leo, my baby's a Leo. Mm-hmm. Sagittariuses, we get along with each other. I think Aquarius is.
So do you ask somebody before you date them, like, well, what's your sign?
It's definitely a question. I feel like I don't even date people for real. But I'm saying, like, if I'm at, like, yeah, it's a question I'm going to ask and find out just to see.
So what's your hard no? What's a hard no?
I was going to say, what signs do you stay away from?
Oh my Scorpio. God, guys. Scorpio? I've never talked to a Scorpio. I don't
That's
know any
personal.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yours. Okay. Okay. I mean, Virgos.
What's wrong with Virgos?
Virgos, we just not person. Compatible.
What's wrong with Virgos?
Are you a Virgo?
No.
You're
yes.
not?
Yes, I
you
am.
You are?
I
Dang.
Am a little bit.
You know what it is? I think it's because I'm very, like down, like I said, down to do whatever. I'm like, I'm not so precise. I feel like Virgos are very, like, perfectionist. And I'm not a super perfectionist.
Well, we're a little sensitive. I wouldn't say perfectionist.
Plus, Virgos
sensitive.
Can't make you come, I heard.
Oh my God. I seen that. You're so mean. Do they always get at you
what
for this?
What did you see, Danny?
Oh my God, you know what I seen. Don't make me say
it. It's more like what she didn't see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know the story now?
Oh, nobody wants to hear this goddamn story again, man.
How many times has this happened?
Everybody knows.
No,
we don't need to hear the story,
she
bro.
She said she's seen it. She didn't say she understood.
Oh, Lord. I understand.
You know, me and my wife been together since 16.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. I love it.
And when we were early on, I did not know how to please her. I would watch porn, and I would just think it was...
We already... Can we just get a drop that says all this?
And I was thinking
I just brought it up to me because it's move on fast.
You like to cut him, bro.
He said, I got to clear my name.
So I thought it was bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang.
No.
Now, don't get it twisted.
No.
My mouth game was good.
Your mouth game?
Just my third leg wasn't too good.
No.
But we good now. That you was good? A long time ago. We've been together 27
when
years.
When did you get it down?
It was 16, 17, about 25, 26.
Years old?
No, years later.
Oh.
No. When I was
25 years into a relationship?
No, yep. 10 years into the relationship.
Oh, she's so nice. She was just like, I love
so
you.
Nice.
It don't matter.
She's so nice.
So what are some things that...
Thanks for joining us.
That's nice of her.
So what are some things that you can't compromise on in a relationship
Hilarious.
Now, would you say, for yourself moving forward?
I mean, it's a lot now because I have a baby and I feel like any man that's going to be around me got to be, you know, that. So... Who knows when that time will be, but, you know.
So you don't care if you date a man, he can't give you to an orgasm, right?
What?
I'm just messing with you. Messing
with you. I missed that. What? No.
I said, what? No, I can't do that. That's my
thing. Oh, that? I mean, every woman wants that. Like,
I'm just joking, Danny. No, I'm not talking about orgasm. This is triggering to me.
Okay,
right?
Okay. I'm sorry.
So the EP is called My Side. What made you feel like you needed to do this? Because it feels like it was a diary almost.
It was. You know, the time that I created it, which was 8 months ago, I was in that space. I was in that space to just sing about how I was feeling. And that's really how I was feeling. I hadn't really done that before. I feel like a lot of my albums, projects have been kind of like a mixture of just different emotions of, you know, but this was just like my side of exactly like how I felt in the moment of, you know, my past relationship.
Did you feel like you had to do it because you feel like the press gave everybody else's side and social media and right. you heard so many different things and it was like, nah, this is my side or what my real is or my truth is.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I didn't think too deep into it. I really just created music. I really was just in the studio feeling that way. And then once it came out to what it was, I was like, oh, this is what it is. No one's really heard me. I don't speak that much on social media. I feel like even things, like I don't super respond to things. So I was just like, it would be cool to just drop music, and you can hear my side of what it is and just move past it, too. You know what I mean?
Artists always say the music is therapeutic for them. All right? So was it, like, after you did it really feel that way? Like,
yeah, it did. And it feels like now just being able to drop it and move past it and just, it almost feels like closure. It feels like a chapter of a book where it's just, like, I get to close it and move on and then not be so personal. I don't want to be super personal in my music. That's why this project was just a lot for me to even, like, release. In general, because it was just like, you know, it's just so personal. So I was just like, okay, this is the last little chapter of it all. Let me just drop it and then move on.
Does it stop it or does it keep the story going though? Because now people want to ask you questions
stop
about
it.
Certain
I
songs.
I know, and I'm not even, that's honestly, it's been a hard thing. Like, I almost canceled this interview because I was like, I don't want to talk about nothing. I
understand.
Yeah, so it was just like a lot to even, you know. But I know how to, you know, answer. And it's not like I'm in a bad place to speak on things. I would never talk bad about nobody anyways. Like, that's not even the type of person I am. I'm not trying to have negative press around me. That's not how I like to get down. And I hate to see that type of stuff, honestly. So that's why, you know, I ended the project with a song for my baby, just to, like, you know, end it in a nice note and just, like, move on.
And see, that's got to be confusing when somebody be like, how's the baby?
I thought it's gotta be a little confusing.
I'm not gonna lie, I was like, damn, Emmy already? I'm like, wow, I was Emmy already? I didn't think that. Okay, okay. She knew what you meant. I was gonna ask, did you feel like
you have to step away from social media? Because we followed you, right? We followed you when you first came out. I seen when you purchased your first home. I think in the DR, I think it was, right? I've seen that. We seen when you stop at the gas station and do the dances and all that. Mm-hmm. But you got away from that. Was there a reason why? You just tired of people, or? Because that was the fun part of Danny Lay.
Right, it was. I used to do that all the time. I felt like that was my most, like, viral moments, like, just my little fro and me outside dancing to one of my songs. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just, like, you know, once I'm doing that, that was just the vibe I was in. And then after, you know, years, I just... Changed, I think, you know?
Also, when you got pregnant, you took a step away because you didn't want to have it out there at first until you were comfortable.
Yeah, everybody's like, is she pregnant or not? And I was like, don't worry about it. I'm like, I am very much so, but I'm not going to, like, share it with you guys right now because I just wanted to keep something for me. But I did definitely took a break off social media. I was just, it's just a lot sometimes. Like, social media be crazy. So I was just like, you know what? Let me delete the app. I actually deleted the apps because I was just like, you know, that's how you know you, like, almost addicted to Instagram because it's just like, you go to click on Instagram, it's not even there. You're like, okay, this is good discipline.
You know? I think it's the worst thing for your mental health. I don't think none of us are designed to get that many opinions about ourselves every single day.
Right. And the place that we're in and what we do, that's all people are doing. It's like, we post the outfits, like, does everyone like it or not? Like, it's like, we're posting it for all these random people in the world, but it's like, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, when you put out Dead to Me and people responded to that, like a little snippet, how did that feel? Because it seemed like people were loving it when they heard the little snippet.
Right, the reaction was great. It was crazy. It was cool to, you know, because I have so many different, like, sides to me where I can, like, come with a little baby, just a turn up, or I could come with a easy. And I felt like Dead to Me was in my R&B bag. So I was, like, happy to be in that space again and just, you know, sing and just let people feel me. I feel like it's a really heartfelt record. So people relate, everybody.
Yeah, my dog wouldn't bite you. People were commenting.
You seen my dog?
Yeah.
My dog is so big. It's a cane corso.
Oh, I love cane corso.
Yeah, those he's
dogs
a big boy.
Are scary. They try to be
They're
friendly
so scary.
And jump on you and knock you down.
Yeah,
and you
he's
marks.
Crazy. Yeah. Big boy. Roman.
Do you ever get to enjoy the moment? Like, just in, like, you know, of your career or, you know, with your child, it's just you just enjoying the moment.
It's always different. My life be so crazy. It's always bittersweet. There'll be crazy moments and I'm not even enjoying them because of real life is going on.
Mm.
You know? So it really just depends on the place that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I could be going through something and then great things are happening and I'm just like, damn. Also, it makes me want to appreciate everything that's happening, but it's also like, it'd be bittersweet. Because sometimes, yeah, it'd be bittersweet.
You know what sucks? Some people, and I'm guilty of this too, but I love those albums that are about heartbreak. Yeah. Like, sometimes those are the best songs, honestly. I mean,
damn, Confessions.
I mean, it's
like
true.
Usher,
think about Toni,
like,
Braxton. Yeah.
Yeah,
Confessions.
Mary J. Blige, My Life.
Yeah, some of those are the best. Like,
Because I think the best, almost like, you can't really, like, go wrong when you write music about love. Like, because everybody either loves or hates or, you know what I mean? It's always that. Like, everybody's gone through that. So it's relatable.
Is it actually love? Like, when you look back on it, like, damn, was that love?
Or
was...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I had a baby. Like, of course. It was definitely love.
All right. And then, so for the baby, your song, well, not the baby,
My baby.
To be clear.
Yeah.
So.
I think you should say your baby.
I know, right? The last.
Just say your baby.
Yeah, your baby.
Your baby.
Your baby, your child. Your child.
She's actually even
but
featured.
She's a baby, so it's your baby.
Yeah.
I'm just used to saying that.
How's the baby?
Yes, I'm telling you.
How's your baby?
Yeah.
How's the little one?
It definitely is a joke. It's funny. Yeah, it's always a thing. I'm like, all right, guys.
So when did you write the last song? I thought that was a beautiful way, like you said, to close out the album.
Yeah.
She's featured on the song. You can hear her crying, and you're talking about how she's with you for life, holding hands, like just that. So when did you write that song, and did you always know this is going to be how I close it out?
Yeah. The way the project was created, too, I don't know if you guys know, the project was executed by Rodney Jerkins. So, like, yeah, it was really cool. Like, I happened to go to Orlando, and I knew he was out there, so I hit him up. I was like, hey, like, we should work. And I went to meet with him, and he spoke to me, and I was like, you don't know what just happened? Like, obviously, it was a viral thing, and he was just like, no, I didn't see it. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, so I kind of just explained everything, and he was like, oh, you got a story to tell? And I was like, yeah. He had a whole writing camp going on with writers and all that stuff, and it was just focused on, like, demos and things like that. He switched it all up, had everybody, like, focus on me and make an EP. So it was really cool. Like, we had each song, like, this is exactly what we need. We don't need that many songs, 7 songs. And, yeah, we're going to end it with 4 Velour to, you know, make it a nice moment and just go through the phases. I feel like it starts strong with Dead to Me. Then it goes into Heartbreaker, where you feel me. Cap, where I'm just, you know, more so talking my shit.
That's the one where you're like, I'm not a side bitch. I was never.
Yeah, never. Mm-hmm. And then Call Me Out My Name, which is more heartfelt and sad and just more reflecting on, you know.
So you were completely open for this. You were completely open and just said, this is my life and this is what I'm going to sing about.
Yeah.
There was nothing that you said, well, I'm going to pull out or I'm not going to use this. You were just like, it is what it is.
I probably held back a little bit on some things just to not be so. Yeah, I actually did change a couple lyrics on some songs. Where I was like, I actually don't need to say things like that. Like, let me be a bigger person, because I don't want to. Yeah.
And you even say it on one of the songs, like, you know, your child is going to hear this one day. And so you want to make sure that later, because when we do things in the moment and then later on, years from now, and everybody's in a better space, you're like, damn, it's still
right,
out there.
Right, yeah. That's why I was very careful with it. And I feel like I was respectful. It was just how I felt. You hear it's pure. Like, it's not me talking crazy. It's just, I was hurt. Like, you know?
Now, without talking about the incidents, I was going to ask, without talking about the incidents, everybody knows, everybody's seen. Has your family healed?
That's not true. Everybody knows. Rodney Jerkins didn't know. And I think when we say things like everybody, no, seriously, I think when we say things like everybody, it fucks with us even more. Because we think every room we walk in, that's what the person is thinking about. When they probably don't even know.
A lot of people do know. It was so big. I was just asking, has your family healed? Like, have you had a chance to sit down with mom and your brother and heal on that side, and even co-parent, where you're able to heal, where at least you can get things on the co-parent side?
I can't control everybody, so I just got to do what I got to do, you know? But everybody's good.
Everybody's good with you.
Yeah, everybody's good.
And so you have new management now? Or how is that working?
Your mom was managing one time, right?
Yeah, she was.
She quit, right?
No, she didn't.
Your mom
quit. That's just a blog.
That's right. Still wanted to get along, mom.
I know, like.
So you fired. If your mom ain't quit, you fired.
I didn't fire her. No, chill out. She'll see me, so she'll kill me. She'll see her.
How do you have that conversation with my mom? You're fired.
No.
Mom, you're dead to me. Like,
that's not what that song's about. Stop it.
Nah, chill out.
Danny, like, stop playing.
Yeah, stop playing.
You beat up at home with my mama now. Don't play with mama now.
Don't play with mama now.
See, you're going too far.
No, my mom, she's a hardworking woman. She's amazing. But we just both very strong personalities, and like, I'd rather just not fight with you, like, and it's just like, we just have disagreements when it comes to music and different things, and it's just like, I don't know, I just rather you be my mommy now, I got a baby, you be her grandma, like, I just want that family aspect. Like, I've been in this industry for so long, like, I moved to LA when I was 16, so it's just like, I'm 27 now, so it's just, it's only been this, it's only been Hollywood, and I really want to just really enjoy, like, real life and just family, and like, really get to that place where it's not industry and we're not talking about business, we're not talking about none of that. Like, and I'm always holding my family down. Like, yeah, I did it for my family, always. That's what I always say. I've always done this for my family, to help them, and you know, so it's still that.
What's your mama's sign?
She's a Virgo.
You really don't rock with Virgo.
No, stop playing. I rock with my mom. Stop it.
She loves her mom. Don't do that.
Chill out.
Wow.
Now, when it comes to having Velour, having your child during the pandemic, how hard was it for you to let, like, when, at what point did you say, okay, I'm going to let somebody else babysit?
Oh, my God. Who was the first person I left her with ever? It was probably my family, my mom, yeah, for sure. I have a nanny now, but she's like one of my best friend's moms. So mm-hmm. I've known her for years and years. She's a Dominican lady and like, just, you know, I definitely trust her. She lives with me. So it's a blessing because I wouldn't be able to do everything I'm doing right now. So, but I trust her. It was going to be hard because I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I can't take her everywhere. So I'm like, what am I about to do? So, you know, I pray for that and I got it. So that was like the biggest blessing to be able to keep going.
What are the, some of the things you've been doing for yourself also to make sure that you're like able to work, but also yeah. being a new mom is already not easy.
No.
You know, so what are some things in, that you could say for all the new moms out there that might be having difficult times as well?
Just you gotta, you know, if your place that you're in is negative, you gotta just do it for your baby. Like, that's what I do it for. Like, that's my, like, everything. Like, sometimes I don't want to do all this stuff and work and travel and all this stuff, but it's like, okay, I know I need to get to that next step in my career so I could really just sit back too and like really give her everything that she deserves. So that's really what I do it for.
I was gonna ask, how were you after you had the baby, right? During the pandemic, did you have postpartum? Did you have to deal with it? Because you were stuck inside. So it's not like yeah. you can go out and at least experience life. Like, it was just right. you and the baby. So how yeah. was that?
It was good. Honestly, I liked the downtime. Like, I appreciated being able to just be with her. I was excited. So.
Has it been worth it thus far? Like, just everything. Like, you know, where you are in your career, your personal life. Would you say this, so far, has it been worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have probably, like, stopped or gave up. Maybe if it wasn't worth it and tried to do something else. If I wasn't, like, happy and, like, succeeding, I guess. You know?
What keeps you going other than your child?
I mean, I'm like, is that it? I'm just playing. I mean, I guess I love, you know, I love performing. I mm-hmm. love dancing. I love making music. I love shooting videos. I love traveling. So it's something I love. I've been doing it forever. So sometimes I feel like I don't love it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But then I remember, like, no, like, that's really, like, what makes me happy. And I can't see myself doing anything else. So unless it's, like, within the industry, maybe, like, tapping into fashion mm-hmm. and, like, different things like that. But, yeah.
Are you planning a tour?
I am. I am planning a tour in September. So it's a U.S. tour.
That's Virgo season, by the way, September.
Oh, my God.
She likes Libras better.
So it starts, what, September 9th? Yeah. And it's, like, U.S. I'm excited because my last tour was, what, 2 years ago, my Be Yourself tour. It was dope because it was my own tour as well and sold out. So I was getting prepped for my next tour, then COVID happened, and I was like, dang, I was like excited to get to the next step, but now I'm at that next step, so I'm like, cool. Everything's timing, everything.
Is it just you, or are you going on tour with somebody else?
Yeah, just me. I'm sure we'll find somebody to open. We don't have nobody yet, but yeah.
Who do you like?
Who do I like?
Mm-hmm.
Like a newer artist, mm-hmm. I guess you would say? I don't know. There's so many dope artists. Like, everybody's so different, right? Like, I don't know. There's so many good artists out there. I don't know who would make sense, though, to, like, open for me. That's like,
I'm sure you've been thinking about it, though.
Yeah, like, I've been thinking about it, and I've been seeing, like, certain girls, and, like, I don't know. I've been sending some videos to certain girls. I can't remember their names, but they're dope. I don't know.
You know, people ask the cliche question, like, how did motherhood change you? But because it clearly changed you, but do you remember when you actually felt the change?
Yeah. I felt like with everything, and, like, the place I'm in now, I just feel like I really, like, I've been such a person that, like, really lives life for, like, everybody else, I feel like. And I feel like now I just, I'm like, okay, what do I want to do? Like, what am I going to do? Like, so I feel like that has helped me. And I don't know if that's necessarily motherhood, mm-hmm. but just as a woman, I feel like it's helped me to be more stern on what it is that I want in life and, like, things like that versus what everybody else wants from me.
Mm-hmm.
What are those DMs looking like?
My DMs, girl.
On fire.
I mean, you know.
We don't know, Dan.
You don't know? I mean, I don't know. I've been getting some DMs, but I don't be opening DMs. I'm not worried about nobody right now. Like,
but I'm just saying, you're a little curious when you get, like, somebody with a blue
check. Yeah, I be looking, and I'm like, look at their page. I'm like, nah. I'm just like, you already know what you about, like, by your page. I can just tell.
Does the man you date have to have children, too?
No. And it's funny because I'm like, I don't really want nobody with children. But then I also thought about it. I'm like, it would be nice to have somebody that knows how to be a dad, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it just got to, you know, make sense. So.
You're like, I have not thought that far ahead yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't you have a relationship with Prince?
A friendship. not a relationship, yeah, I mean. Because I be seeing blogs saying she used to be with friends, and I'm like, yo, like that. I meant, like, I was 18, stop playing.
Oh no, I didn't mean it like that. I meant
I did, and he was amazing. I really was super cool with him. I used to run his Instagram.
What?
His Prinstagram. That was my first job, and I used to post pictures and make the captions. If you guys go look at the page, it's still up. Mm-hmm. That was me posting everything. He would just send me the pictures.
How did you meet Prince?
He found me online. I used to do Vine a lot, and he used to like my vines because I guess they were pretty funny, and I would just be like,
Prince?
Yeah.
Underprints. Like, swear. Like, he didn't have a name or something, right?
Huh?
He liked them under another name or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Him?
Yeah.
What do you mean, his Instagram?
Well, yeah, he didn't have Prince. Prince wasn't liking your...
His Prince, it was called Prinstagram.
Oh.
Prinstagram.
How old were you then?
I was 18. Yeah.
Did you understand this is Prince?
Right, no. I mean, yes, of course, because I know, the legendary Prince, but, it took a minute to really, especially after he passed, too, I'm just dang, I had a song with Prince,
Really?
Directed a video.
Yeah, directed a video for Prince, Yeah, it was really crazy.
So he liked your stuff, and then y'all would start communicating via DM?
Yeah, through Twitter DM. That's how we would always talk.
Gotta open those DMs, I said.
Right, just Twitter, though.
I miss Vine.
So random.
So when did he finally, pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, I want you to come direct this video?
Yeah, it was, first, Nandy and Maya, who used to be his dancers, reached out to me through email, and they're like, Prince, the artist, wants you to submit a video of you dancing to his song. So I did the choreography, sent it to him, and he's like, okay, now he wants you to direct the video, write a treatment. I'm like, okay, so I just wrote a random treatment, and then I got on the phone with him.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, his voice was so deep, and I was like, hello.
You know how amazing that is?
You thought it was fake at first.
I was like, this is wild.
Did you ever meet him?
I did, yeah, a couple times. He flew my family out to Paisley Park. He used to, have movie theaters. One time he, rented out a whole movie theater in L.A., and, his whole band, all of us came. He went to, this, Latin restaurant in L.A. one time. They had dancing. I don't really know what it's called. But that was one time we met up with him. Went to Paisley Park, I think, a couple times.
Do you keep in touch with any of those people that was around him?
Not really. Mm-mm. No, I was just really cool with him, for real.
I bet your mom was like, yo, you made it.
Right. Yeah, everybody was
excited. That might have been it.
Yeah. My little sister sang for him, because my little sister sings too, and she's mm-hmm. A crazy singer. She sang at his concert, mm-hmm. that he had at Paisley Park.
You guys are family.
No, for real. He really looked at us like family.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So when he passed, how did that impact you?
It was crazy. I was in Toronto and I heard it. And I literally talked to him the day before. So I was just
really?
Yeah, I was crying. That was hard, because I was dang, I wanted to make it, and you would still be a part of me, co-signing me, mm-hmm. So it was sad. It was really sad.
What was the conversation the day before?
The day before? I think it might have just been, I swear I could look it up, probably. Can't remember. It was probably just about Instagram at that time. I remember he used to send me, memes and pictures all the time. So he was a goofball. I know you guys probably mm-hmm. heard that about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Did he allow he was not big on taking pictures.
No, he would tell everybody put their phones away for Paisley. We had to put all of our phones away.
So you don't got no pictures?
No. I don't got no pictures of Prince.
Damn, so you just been lying for the last 10 minutes. He's giving us all these great stories.
Stop playing. Damn. I got a pic, a guitar pic that says Prince.
He signed it?
Prince. No.
Why did it say Prince?
It has it on the imprinted.
Wow. Now I'm always intrigued by these stories, because I heard mm-hmm. Lizzo say the same thing, and I'm like, damn, Prince was really tapped into
no pics, you're saying?
No. Prince was really tapped into the up and comers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah. He really did love artistry and artists and stuff. You could tell. He was a musical genius. So it was cool to even be acknowledged by Prince, because I'm okay.
So when you get a co-sign by somebody like Prince, why would you ever let the opinions of social media impact you in regards to your music?
I mean, it's hard. I'm a person. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if you imagine the whole world writing stuff about you, you got to be real tough and mm-hmm. have thick skin for that. So, but I've learned to get to that place, and
How is the writer's camp, since you were talking about that a little bit earlier with mm-hmm. Rodney Jerkins?
Yeah.
How does that work? You sit down, you tell what you want, and then you write part of the song, and then people chime in? How does that work?
Some actually, had a couple hooks in there, and then I would write verses, or we would collab. It was just, each song was kind of different. But I think everybody was really on the same page, like on like what would be the perfect project with topic and exactly each song and everything. So they were all really young too, and just R&B heads like Telly, Risa, like they all just like, they're so talented. Like they would just be running and singing in the hallways, and I'm just like, dang, like you could just felt, like you could just feel like it was just so authentic, like great vibe. I would definitely work with them again for like album or something, but it was there, the chemistry and everybody. It was just comfortable. It was comfortable. I didn't even know them, but it just felt right, so.
Was anybody scared to be a part of this project? Because it's kind of like a diss album.
Oh, my God. No. No, nobody was scared.
Mm-hmm. You don't look at it as a diss album, right?
I don't look at it as a diss album.
It's your side.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I don't look at it as a diss album. I try to just, I look at it as like, I almost like feel like it's for my fans as well, because it ain't even like super on the place that I'm in anymore, because mm-hmm. obviously that's a more darker space, mm-hmm. and I don't feel that way. Me and Jonathan are great co-parents, like we work, like we're good, like so it's not like he's dead to me, like it's not really super real, but it's also like I was so mad at that time, that's how I felt, and there's women right now at that place too, so it's like it's for my fans more so than for myself. But of course, it's for myself to release, but it's more so for them, I feel like.
Right.
All right, what's that tattoo on your hand?
Which one?
I don't know. It's like a figure.
This
or something.
One? Yeah, me and that my right dad. There.
Oh, where?
I got so many tattoos.
Well, let's play a record off the album. What you want to hear?
Woo!
I can't wait
to see which one you pick.
No, let's play the same, because I got a whole bunch of men in the room.
All the same.
And it's for you guys.
What's in that little bag right there?
Oh, my God.
And I'm assuming it's expensive because you plopped it like it's huge. Like, you put know? It down like
where else you going to put it?
It got a D for the
It's like a wallet.
To be honest, I just bought it, so it literally doesn't have anything in it.
What can you fit in? You can't fit in
it. It has straps and probably the receipt. Yeah.
The little mini bags are so in right now.
Shout
they're
out
so
to Diesel.
Cute.
Give me a little
that's Diesel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
She said, like, well, it's like it's Diesel. Like, you
I don't know. She said she just bought it. I was like, y'all got to take Danny somewhere better than Canal Street. That's what I thought to myself. Like, that's what stupid. I did.
All right. Well, it's Danny Lay. We're going to get into the song right now. It's the same. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.